Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, so inner sight. So I had to go to the store today. I'm not going to mention the name because they didn't pay us to mention their name. But a big supermarket chain store. And, you know, for the 5,000th time or millionth time that you have to go through the whole business of not being able to read the labels. So I'm standing there at the customer service, and the woman starts making excuses and telling me, oh, everybody's busy, there's no, we don't have anybody to help you and all that, blah, blah, blah. And finally, she comes out with this stupid statement, you know, that I have to bring somebody with me to read the labels, you know. Well, that's when I told her, you know, that statement could lead to a lawsuit.
Yeah. Terrible.
So she finally started to help me, and I'm thinking to myself, how condescending this whole thing is, and why it's condescending? Because the government allows it to be that way. I mean, you walk into any place, and by law, there has to be clear, concise label. Now, mm-hmm. That law does not apply to us. And somebody said to me later on, the smartphone can read the label. I don't know if that's true or not.
It can if you put it in.
I don't know how to do that. I've never used that.
Okay.
And, you know, the point is, what if you don't have a phone like that? What if you don't want
exactly.
a phone like that?
Yeah.
What if the damn phone breaks? You know? Or you drop it and lose it or whatever. Who knows? You know? But you see, that's part of being condescending. Because
yeah.
they put it on us.
Mm-hmm.
It should be on us to read these labels. They should be there, no matter what, whether you have a phone or not. Because something happens to the phone, and now you're in trouble. You can't read anything. Same thing with out on the street. Okay, my phone tells me... With some prompting, it doesn't do it all the time. Or, you know, I have to keep on pumping it and asking it. Tells me what street I'm at, right? And the address, supposedly, that I'm in front of, right? But again, suppose you don't have a phone. Suppose the damn thing doesn't work. Suppose you forget to charge it up. There's so many supposes here, which leads us to believe that these things should be there like they're there for everybody else. And the reason they're not there, I've come to the conclusion, is because the government wants us to be frustrated and angry and give up. And drift toward a nursing home. That's what they want.
Exactly.
Now, stop interrupting me.
Sorry, I think it's
Go
a great...
Ahead.
I'll get offline. Hold on. I'm here, but call for me.
The government wants us to drift. They don't. If that's not true, then why do they have them? Why don't they get rid of the damn things and let us remain in our own home? And let the agencies raise money to provide help in a person's home. And pass a law that your disability money is yours, no matter for as long as you're disabled. And get rid of this stupid stuff where they have to be in your business all the time. You know why they're in your business? And that's very condescending. You know why they're in your business? Again, because they want you to go into a damn nursing home. That's why. That's the real reason behind all this recertification crap and everything else. They want to annoy us enough, cause us to be mentally breakdown and so on and so forth, and some people deal with it better than others, obviously. Now, if I'm wrong, and they don't want us to go into nursing homes, and they're not trying to push us in that direction, then get rid of the damn nursing home where you don't need them. But the fact is that they're not getting rid of them. They're there. And a lot of people fall into that trap. A lot of people who are trying to keep people out of nursing homes, a lot of loved ones trying to keep people out, are using all their resources, all their money. And what's going to happen, I hate to say it, to most of those people, the people that are trying to help them are going to run out of money, or they're not going to be able to do it anymore, or they're going to stop before they run out of money because they have no choice. They got to take care of their family and themselves. That particular way of dealing with people is set up on purpose so that you'll go to a nursing home. They make you spend your money for some time to keep the person out, and they know it's going to last. You know, it's like the victim. It's like the person waiting for the victim to get weak enough before they can attack them. That's exactly what it's like. And that's what's going on in this country. More and more, and they agree. But that's how the world is. That's how this country is. That they want to keep you in control. They want to use you to keep getting money. And that's a very, very condescending attitude. The whole idea, the whole setup of these programs that are supposed to help you stay out of a nursing home are the epitome of condescending. Just look at them. What do? They set you up. They drag you along for a year, maybe more. Then they turn around and discover something that is going to put you into a nursing home or some reason why they can't help you after the agency that's supposed to help you has taken in all that money from the government and used the person to get it, the paperwork, the case, whatever you call it, in of itself is very condescending. It should not be conducted that way. It should not be allowed. You know? And that's why InterSight has the solution. A person is disabled, they're qualified. That's all you need to know. You know? Independently wealthy, and they don't want the disability, all right, fine. They don't want it. But the law should provide that that is the criteria to help a person, that they're disabled in some way, legally by the law. You know, there is a law that buys you as a disabled person. And once you qualify, that should mean that you're entitled to benefits. All those other stupid things, you know, income, do you have this, do you have that, do you have this, should not come into play. Because if a person has something extra, why not build on that to help that person stay clear of a nursing home? See? That's why the law should be like that. Because of the damn nursing home. You get rid of the nursing home, then a person wouldn't have to worry about going into one. They could stay in their own home, and the agencies could still raise money to help them, and they could make money on it. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island, 631-484-3085, dog food, cat food, and medical when they're able to do it. Talk to Gary. You need dog food, cat food? Give him a call, 631-484-3085. Kennedy Realty, one of our friends. Thank you, Mr. Kennedy. 631-888-1186. Kennedy Realty, buy a house, sell a house. And we're happy that his wife is making progress with her cancer. All right, prayers continue, please. Remember, all the animals are angels. I believe it. All right, we're brought to you by the Third Eye Insight. You want to stay in shape, have some fun, call the Devin Fernandez, 631-445-3464. You heard about it on Insight. 445-3464, 631 area. Third Eye Insight. You can look them up. Innersight.info is our website. Innersight.info. Innersight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. And you can look us up to make a donation. That would be cool. I want to thank Silo for their donation. I'll be able to pick that up tomorrow, indeed. Suffolk Independent Living Organization, thank you so much for supporting Inner Sight. Thank you for allowing us to hold the nursing home news conference over there. And we'll get the, hopefully, get the date tomorrow. We had to switch some things around. They have a lot of events going on at Silo. Tomorrow is the self-advocacy meeting, different workshops. Starts early in the morning. Go to the website, silo.com, I think it is, or .org, and you'll get the info. Their number is 631-880-7929. Tomorrow is the self-advocacy workshop. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by A Day for Milton. Anyone out there, we're looking for someone in another state. We did A Day for Milton last May here in New York. We'd like to find someone in another state who will orchestrate A Day for Milton. You don't need any money to do it. You need a place to do it. And we'd be, of course, happy to help. In fact, I'm traveling to Pennsylvania in a few weeks to try to set up a day for Milton out there in the same town where Inner Sight got the bus company, the Red Rose Bus Company, to put up Braille and raised print signs so people can find the bus stop. And it also tells you what bus stop there, too. They put up the whole deal. They're a good example for the whole country. And Inner Sight helped to bring that about. We did the Inner Sight show right on the square. So we're going to look to try to get a day for Milton in the Lancaster area. Milton the guide dog, of course, that was killed by the guide dog school. And we're beginning to learn that a lot of people are afraid to talk about the day, about what happened to Milton, which leads us to believe that people know more than they're letting on to. So we're going to try to open up an investigation. I spoke to Michelle today. We have a phone meeting on Monday. We're going to try to open up an investigation into the school to try to get more evidence and information as to what happened. We'll keep you posted on that. Inner Sight,
Frank,
817. Yeah, hello.
Hi, we have Joe waiting patiently. He's listening, but I wanted to speak with him a bit.
All right,
here we go.
In
a minute?
Inner Sight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brought to you by Silo. I'll mention that again because tomorrow's a big advocacy meeting over there. 631-880-7929, all right? Don't forget the Big East Akita Rescue. Good friends over there. Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. On the Big East, Joanne Diamond, she's a lady. And we thank her so much for all her help. All right, Inner Sight, talking tonight about how the government is condescending toward us. One big way is the fact that there's no licensing of guide dog schools, no regulation. And now even in the midst of a death of a guide dog, because the school was negligence, and probably more, the politicians still haven't made a move to license the service dog schools. We have to deal with them. We're the ones who are being punished because of the whole thing. All right, Inner Sight, let's take a phone call. Let's take that phone call from Joe, if you're still on the line.
Yeah, he's still there.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Horrible. How are you?
Horrible? One says good,
no, good,
one says
good,
horrible.
Good.
Oh, okay. So, Suzanne, I heard you say that you wanted to talk to me about something, so that's why I raised my hand.
Yeah, you didn't want to know what it was? I had seen you, not seen you, heard you on another podcast. I said, that's Joe, because I listen to some of them sometimes. And I knew that you were on a podcast. I'm like, there he is. That's basically what it was. I don't remember the name of the podcast.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I'm also going to be hosting a show tomorrow at 7 p.m. It'll probably be my last effort because it's a show that's about trying to find help. You know, as you guys are trying to find help for the disabled, this show is about trying to find help for the incarcerated, so that the incarcerated, those who are incarcerated unjustly especially, will get the mental health that they need inside prison. And when their time is up, that they can transition over to, you know, the private sector so that they don't become a danger to society and will be able to adjust. So I'm going to be doing a show for her tomorrow, and it will be my last show because the resources necessary in order to try to get people together so that they can actually influence the congressmen and the people at large to get help. They're not going to be able to do it. So that will be the end of that venture.
Oh, okay.
But in any case, that's tomorrow. So how are you two guys doing?
Good, good. We're moving along, moving forward.
Fairly well.
Board of the Independent League.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
We got the first news conference coming up on the nursing home. We have 76,000.
When's that, Frank?
I'll find out tomorrow. We're going to set. We had to change the date because there's a lot of activity.
Okay.
At this dependent living, 76,000 names on our service dog petition to license the schools.
Oh. That's getting people together in order for them to do something, which hopefully will turn out to be. According to what people want. I personally am not for licensing and regulations of most industries by the government because the government fucks things up. And they make it hard for people to actually, perform a job that the public actually wants them to do. And they steal money from the entrepreneurs through licensing fees and overburden some laws that helped is the wrong word, but have pushed people out of their particular industries, and they could have stayed in there and actually done some good for the consumer. But who knows? Some licensing is good. Licensing for doctors, I'm all for, for when you have an occupation that requires so much knowledge, you should be able to pass tests. But then again, Big Pharma probably controls what the doctors do. So, it's all a big merry-go-round.
Yeah, well, in most cases, I would agree with you, but the schools need to be regulated. They're too uppity. They killed the guide dog. They got away with it. We need to get some regulation against these
schools.
Yeah,
but that's presuming that the politicians won't be corrupt. In my opinion, politicians will be corrupt in every aspect of what everybody wants.
You can't stop that. You can't stop that. People are going to be corrupt.
Well, you can't say they can't stop it. You got 76,000 signatures on a petition. Can you imagine what would happen if you had 76,000 people gathered together to try to find real ways to, let's say, expose a corrupt politician or to support a candidate that they absolutely know will be an honest politician?
Well, I don't know anybody like that.
Neither did Harry Truman. Well, you have to grill them. I've grilled politicians, and you have to find out then and there, having them put skin in the game, if they'll be able to live up to certain promises. Now, they all make promises and they all break them. But if you put their feet to the fire, and you say within 1 month, okay, even though you're a freshman congressman or a freshman senator, and you have no power whatsoever, you still do have power of the press, and you have the freedom to go around to your particular constituents, not just constituents, but your fellow colleagues, and get confirmation from them that they will be on your side for this particular goal that you have. And if you don't do this, will you be amenable to being kicked out of office the first month or two? I've had one guy say yes.
Well, we need an independent committee of disabled people to watch over the regulations and the licensing. That's for sure.
I agree. They've got skin in the game. They're motivated. Absolutely.
Yep. That's what's needed. And that's what we're going to fight for.
Good. And I hope that they don't get through. You know what? There's a, every year the Civilian Review Board that's supposed to oversee the cops from a private perspective.
Mm-hmm.
They don't pay attention to them. You know?
Well, you
they
got
some power, but they don't know how to harness it.
And do the best you can. You know, that's all you can do, man. What are you going to do?
Well, you keep on plugging away. Yes, that's the attitude a lot of people have.
Excuse me, Joe and Frank. The thing I don't understand is how can a petition have views of 5,890, but yet not, you know, be taken up as a good cause and people increasing that number even beyond 5,890 petition views, but yet only 175 people supported it. It just doesn't make sense. That's the nursing home.
You've got to get out there and talk to people. I told you that a million times.
I've been.
You're not out there. Where are you? You're home.
I went the other day, and I went to the mall to check it out. That's all I was able to do outside the mall. Not in the mall itself.
Did you have the proper tools? You have a sign. You have flyers. You can't just, you know, you got to show people something.
Well, I brought my tablet with me. So that worked.
Yeah.
But I didn't like the fact that I was outside, you know, and I couldn't go inside, which is kind of weird. Why they would do something like that.
Well, that's why I told you to call and see if you can get permission. Tell them what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
You got to set it up in the right way.
No, I understand. I truly understand. I realized it when
You went. How long did you stay there?
Not long because I wasn't getting anybody in the parking lot, and then the security guy came.
At least a couple of hours to be able to. But
exactly.
You got to have a sign. You got to have a flyer to hand out.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, that could, that's one aspect. That's one way of doing it. Do you guys mail up? Do you guys have a newsletter?
No.
No, that's another way of doing it. And then you don't have to, you don't have to wheel yourself around, Suzanne. If you have a newsletter, and if you have software that can mail out the newsletter to the people that you want to mail them to, you know, like people who have been on your show, certain senators and congressmen that you feel are in your corner, authors, for example, who might be on my show tomorrow, and you get them together and you mail them a newsletter telling them about your progress, asking them for ideas. You have a website up there that has a comment section so that they can make comments. It'll attract, make you higher in the rankings in Google. It also attract more people. So also another way of doing it.
You got to have somebody who's going to do this, be in charge of it, and be faithful and vigilant. We don't have that.
Problem is,
why not?
The next day they're gone.
Well, again, I gave you the Hope Collection. I gave you that two websites that have volunteers. Ask them and see what they say.
You said Hope Connection, right? I just want to make sure.
Hope Collection. Yeah, Hope Collection.
Hope Collection.
Either dot. The Hope Collection, as a matter of fact. The Hope Collection.
Oh, okay.
And there's another one, the name of which I forget. But then again, it's always going to take elbow grease, and you're always going to get frustrated, Frank, okay? I formed a coalition for Ron Paul back in 2007. It took a lot of work. I had volunteers working for me, had a checkup on them. They were pretty good volunteers, though. But I still had to do a lot of paperwork and do a lot of crap myself. It takes time. Nothing's going to happen unless people put in the freaking time.
Yeah, because you don't have anything to offer them.
What do you mean? You have to have something to offer people. people or otherwise they're not going to volunteer.
I mean, financially. If you had
oh,
the money.
That's what. Uh-huh. No, I didn't have. Yeah.
You could hire.
That's why you have volunteers. They're not going to work for the money.
No, but that's a better way to do it.
Yeah.
Of course, if you had the money, you could have people in. You could, all, you know, then you're the other person that tells them what to do, and they know that if they don't do what you say, they're going to get fired. With volunteers, you have to offer them the opportunity to do something which they are interested in. If they're there for to help the world in some way, then you say, you know what, there's a lot of causes out here. This particular cause is to help disabled people who society discriminates against. They don't put in the ramps that they're supposed to put in. And you can list a number of ways that society discriminates against them and how it would benefit your volunteer to work for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, sure it makes sense. Find the right people.
Well, then you put up a website and you advertise for it.
Yeah.
If you don't do it, if you did this a year ago, maybe you would have had 5 volunteers by now. But if you're saying, hey, nothing works, you know what? You're joining the ranks of other people.
I'm not saying that.
Talk show.
I'm saying we don't have the right people to do it.
Right.
Is what I'm saying.
Okay.
And then says she's going to do things. She never does anything.
Because I don't feel well half the time.
No, that's it.
All right, never mind.
I'll call the Hope Collection tomorrow and see what they can do for me and Frank.
Yeah, or you can go to the website, you know, and
yeah, I have the website. Though.
Check out what they have. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's your thing, guys. You guys do whatever you feel is proper.
Yeah, we
put
the word
like,
out.
Yeah, spread the word out.
We help people as much as we can, you know, with the resources that we have.
Right.
But I understand.
Well,
what
anyway,
you're
telling me that things are moving along fairly smoothly now. So you've got some, you got some growth. You got 76,000 signatures, which is pretty damn good. So hopefully you guys will parlay from there.
Oh, okay.
We're gonna do it.
Yeah.
We're working on getting the school investigated now.
Well, that's a beautiful thing.
Okay.
I just got to tell you that.
See what that brings.
What
are
we talking about?
Hey,
yeah.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, not a problem. Sure, not a problem. All right, I'm gonna leave and let you guys get back to the show. So I'll talk to you guys another time, all right? Take care.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
You got it.
All right, in a
you
gotta
site, find that.
And talking tonight about how the government is very, very condescending toward us by the fact that they allow discrimination to happen. They even promote it in some ways. I mean, they haven't done a damn thing about the death of Milton. Take that example right there. You know, there's no money behind the Americans with Disability Act with all the buildings that are not accessible. That's very condescending to people. The whole system operates that way. And, you know, I hate to say it, but I don't think it's ever really going to change unless a group like us comes into a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Because all the others are tied into the state, and they're very, very limited, you know. They're only allowed to do so much. So we have to find, like Ira said to me the other day, we need to find a spokesperson is what we really need. Somebody that people will will listen to, somebody people recognize, a spokesperson who believes and understands that this system is broken, that it has to be fixed. And the whole thing, the proof, one of the major proofs of that is the death of Milton. It was so horrible that that happened, you know. I met a woman the other day, told me she worked for the guide dog school. We got to talking. It's funny, you know, because I was in this cafe, and she said to me, "Oh, I like your dog. I want to buy you breakfast." You know, and the minute she said that, I got a little vicious, you know. But we got to talking, and I told her about Milton, and she said, "Oh, I know that was a horrible accident." I said, "Well, it was no accident. The woman got arrested. How is it an accident?" You know? And then when I told her that I'm not very fond of the way the guide dog school operates, she forgot that she wanted to be nice to me and all that, and paid for her food and ran out the door. And before she left, she said, "Oh, I know that trainer. I know that some of the people at that school are very shady." And she ran out the door. So what does it mean? It means that people know things. They know something about what happened. And they're not telling it. And then she told me she knew the trainer. She was friends with the trainer. So what they did to Michelle was very condescending. They lied to her, you know, and didn't tell her the truth until Milton was gone. Very, very condescending toward her. And the fact that they won't service her is very condescending, because she doesn't believe them. And I don't blame her. You know, how can you believe people like that? They lied to her, and the dog showed up dead. Now they won't service her. Talk about condescending. The worst. So, in so many different ways, we have to deal with that kind of an attitude, because the government doesn't see it or doesn't want to see it. These attitudes, the ways we're treated in connection with, and especially with the connection with the Americans with Disability Act, that law should be upgraded and made criminal. I really believe that. If a person knows that they can go to jail for assaulting a disabled person, be it mentally or physically, that's what we need. We need a much stronger connection with that law, much stronger. And I believe that that would curb condescending attitudes tremendously. That, along with funding to straighten things out, to get rid of a lot of discrimination, to license the schools, to make more and more things accessible. You need money for that. And these agencies are in a good position to raise that money. So there's two ways you can stop people from being condescending. Strengthen the law, make it criminal, and put money behind the ADA. If there was money behind the ADA, when I walked into that store today, those labels would be accessible, whether I had a phone or not. And that's how it should be. So there's two ways. And again, we're not asking the government for more money. We're asking the government to mandate the agencies start raising that money and get rid of the condescending attitude that we have to deal with. Now, coming up in another, a little more than a year, is the presidential election. You know, and as we get closer and closer to that, you're going to hear all kinds of lying promises from people. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. But if they really want to help, there's approximately 40 million disabled in this country, maybe more. And with all these conflicts going on, that number is growing every day. If they really want to help, make the ADA criminal, license the school with severe penalties if proven they're deserving of it, because they're dealing with somebody's life, and allow the agencies to raise money to tear down the barriers that prevent people from getting jobs and going in and living their lives. That's what we need. Agencies should have a whole list of reasons why they're raising money, including keeping people out of nursing homes. And, of course, that should be just about number one. Get rid of these stupid-ass nursing homes. We don't need them. And they're wasting a lot of money. Of course, the big question is, will a politician have the guts to stand up and address this and even do something about it? Like I mentioned the other night, we'd like to have an example of a bill, let's say on nursing homes or licensing the service dog schools, or how the agencies would be mandated to raise the money. Any one of those would do. A legislative draft is what I'm talking about. To show people or to read to people, this is what I intend to do if I'm elected president or senator, whatever it is, you know, that I will promote and let people know that they don't believe in nursing homes. They don't believe in unregulated places that are supposed to keep you safe from danger. Michelle now is in more danger because of what they did to Milton. Anybody ever think of that? She's in more danger. She has to go around without her dog. It's horrible. If somebody was made to do that and their eyes were damaged or taken away in some way, the parties who did it, they wouldn't get away with it. What kind of hell would break loose? So we need these politicians to really demonstrate how they're going to change the system for the better, especially when it comes to the disabled and the elderly. That takes in a lot of people. 845 New York. If you want to call in here, 213-816-1650. We have any callers on the line?
No, just us.
Now, tomorrow night, the funny's over here. So, Goof Off and Sweet Pepper Treat should be here tomorrow night. A couple of goofy songs. Louie will be here. And we'll just have some fun. And
I might have a Marx.
Really?
Groucho Marx.
What?
I might be able to put a Groucho Marx on the board so we can have that during the show.
Well, we had the Groucho Marx last week. I don't know if you played
it.
Oh,
yeah,
it,
but it wasn't, like, fully
You didn't play
on
it on
the
air.
Yeah, no.
You played it
but
on the air, but you didn't play it on the air.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you can play it on the air.
Well, I'm going to put it on the board. I think that's better. This way we can
all
get
right,
it.
All right, in a sight. Brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell. I want to say hello to Andrea and her two little ones, Elijah and Eve. Elijah is autistic.
Oh.
And hope to get her on the program soon. In a sight. Go an extra mile for a child, that's our saying. Put it into practice. And bless all the children.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
And our hearts go out to all the people in the Middle East with all that craziness going on. Horrible how people hate. You know, there's so many different forms of hatred, condescending. People don't realize it a lot of times. But a condescending attitude is part of hatred. You know, we don't want to, you know, don't come in here and bother us or whatever the case may be. It's a form of hatred.
Sure is.
And that's why it should be criminal, if proven. It really should be.
It should be, is right.
It would make a big difference, I think. What are those voices in the background I hear? You got to put yourself on mute.
Okay.
I hear mute voices in the background. All right, in a sight. And let me go down the schedule. Last Monday we were off holiday. Monday is mad or glad. You can talk about anything you're mad about or glad about. Tuesday night is open mic. We missed that because of the blog. We were going to have open mic tonight, but this subject hit me when I was in that store today. So I think it's a good subject. Wednesday is the nursing home show. We won last night with the nursing home show. And we need signatures on that petition. Go to change.org. Put in the inner site. Find the nursing home. Read it. There's a lot of good information in there how it's going to work. You got to read it. All right. And Thursday is usually a different subject or a guest. Friday is the frolics on you. So that's the inner sight schedule normally. Of course, it's flexible, and we may have to change it to accommodate someone or some situation. We're always ready to do that. Feel that you've been looked down on as a disabled person. You know, if you think your rights have been violated, we have a civil rights lawyer, and he's a disabled lawyer. He's a great guy, and he cares about people. You don't have to pay him. He's an ADA lawyer. His number is 516-783-9662. you call us, we'd be happy to give you an introduction, or you want to call them directly. Whatever way you want to do it, tell them the situation, and he will tell you if you have a case. You know, sometimes people misinterpret, or they don't understand, or James Bahamundi, that's his name, Bahamundi, by asking you questions and talking with you, he'll be able to determine the case. And I like that, because that shows that he cares to the point where he's not going to waste your time. And we all know that the courts are jammed up, litigation, and take a long time. So, Bahamundi, a guy to talk to if you feel that you've been looked down upon by anyone, or, you know, if you're disabled. Again, that number, 516-783-9662. Good friend. Yeah, and don't take it lying down. Stand up for your right. Don't let people be condescending towards you. You don't have to be violent, but let them know. You know, let them know that you have rights, that I'm not going to take this from you. You know, you have no right to talk to me that way, or whatever the situation may be, you know. Like I told that woman today, she was a nice lady. But when I told her what you just said to me could lead to a lawsuit, she got very nervous and tried to find what I was looking for more. So I think I kind of woke her up. She didn't want to lose her job, you know, because people think that way sometimes. Manager will blame me and I'll lose my job. So stand up for your right. Don't be afraid of these people. Don't let them push you around. One way that you can fight being looked down upon. And, of course, the lawyer, it's unfortunate that the agencies that have the money are not doing anything about these issues. And I'm not just talking about the independent living, because they have a regular a budget and all that, and on the programs. I'm talking about these big agencies that have money that are not using it in the right way. Private agencies. Now, supposedly, private agencies have more leeway. They're not subject to the usual laws as a public agency would be, through the state and all that. But they could do more if they wanted to. I wonder how many agencies there are, private agencies, who have billions of dollars, who are just sitting back and watching all these issues and not doing anything about them. A good example, again, of that is Milton. What have any of these agencies done about that? Forget about the state and all that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the private agencies who have not, to my knowledge, taken up the cause of Milton, you know, with their money, and have approached. Why haven't they approached Michelle and said, hey, it's horrible what happened. What can we do to help? And then do it. I don't think she's gotten one phone call from any of these very wealthy agencies. You know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because they all assume, and this is why we're in this situation, they all assume that the school is right. See? That's why you need a law, so you can prove that they're wrong. With the purpose, and not because of vengeance or because you want to get even with them and all that, no. With the purpose of improving them, making them better. Better for the people, better for the animals. That would be the whole intent of the law. Every law has an intent. You know? And with the service dog schools, part of the intent must be, and if you violate this person's rights and it's proven in a court of law, you can go to jail for X amount, whatever, you know, they'd have to put a criminal tag on it. I think that's needed. Because then people would tend to care more. They wouldn't be so uppity and think they know everything and try to hide things. You know, we're talking about fairness here. We're not talking about railroad all these people into jail. All these agencies. No, a lot of good people who work with these places. This law would protect them too. So it's a two-edged sword, so to speak. And that's why you need laws. That's why there are laws and regulations to protect people and improve the situation. Improve the agency and the schools and improve the training of service dogs. One way you can do that, teach people how to do it. What's the big secret? You know? All about the money. We'll be with you tomorrow night on the Funnies. Thank you very much. Inner Sight Means Freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. I want to thank all our friends, all those who have signed the petition, callers, Suzanne, for setting up the show. Thank you. And we'll be with you tomorrow night on the Funnies. Have a little fun. All right. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight. More. We want more Inner Sight.
Have a great night, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.